USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dixie Fire in Northern California is now the second largest in the state's history, burning over 490,000 acres, about 370 homes, and threatening to burn around 14,000 buildings in the northern Sierra Nevadas. An evacuee describes having to leave his home to avoid the flames.
Left behind a lot of stuff. Fires ravaged through everything.
And this evacuee tells Fox News what it's like to see the sight of the nearby smoke.
It's scary when you sit there and see all the smoke coming over the mountain and wonder where's it at because you can't see it.
Go ahead, plan that road trip. Starting on Monday, fully vaccinated Americans can finally enter Canada without a mandatory 14-day quarantine. Non-essential travel has been banned to Canada since March of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
As illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to come through the U.S.-Mexico border, some law enforcement officials are blaming the Biden administration for poor policies allowing from people to Mexico to keep coming in. Jackson County Sheriff Andy Lauterbach joins Fox Business Network and says the border was more secure when former President Trump was in office.
An orderly border was established, stable border was established under President Trump, and yet, for whatever reason, whether it's the hatred of President Trump, that this administration cannot go back and make the necessary changes to protect Americans.
Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs announcing that he intends to file articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee is meeting today to talk about the next steps in the impeachment investigation into New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Schools across the country are continuing to make decisions regarding the coronavirus and how to keep their children and teachers safe.
Schools across the country are working to establish COVID mitigation measures ahead of the return of students for the new school year. School boards and parents have debated over mask and vaccine mandates for both staff and students. The former commissioner of the FDA believes that schools shouldn't be withdrawing COVID mitigation measures before the beginning of the year. Dr. Scott Gottlieb told CBS's Face the Nation that with the Delta variant, districts should keep measures in place and see how things go before making any decisions.
Well, look, schools aren't inherently safe. They can be made more safe if you take the proper steps, but we can't expect the same outcome that we saw earlier with respect to the schools, where we were largely able to control large outbreaks in the schools with a different set of behaviors. If we're going to change what we do in terms of the mitigation, how we approach the schools, we're going to withdraw masks, we're not going to engage in testing, we're not going to be podding students, we're not going to try to de-densify classes, we can expect a different result, especially with a more transmissible strain. I would enter the school year with a degree of caution and keep in place some of these measures and see how it goes, particularly in areas where there's higher prevalence.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1974 when Gerald Ford becomes president after Richard Nixon resigns. Ford sworn in at noon in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.